Horror Reveal on Wednesday, the 8th of December 2010. I am Mari, and in the studio we have Andrea, Miriam, Anita, and all the volunteers that have been part of our team lately. The weather forecast. The internet says that it's light rain shower, but from here, the only thing I can see is a very shiny day. Now, temperature around 26 degrees, but during the day, temperature ranges will be between 24 and 28 degrees, and humidity 81%. The interview today is with Aviram from Sadhana Forest. He's going to share with us the recently prize that Sadhana Forest won in Copenhagen and also their challenges for this next season that is coming.
So we're very happy to tell the community of Orville that Sadhana Forest got the third place in the Humanitarian Water and Food Award. This is an award given for the first time in the University of Copenhagen in Denmark. It was given on the 25th of November to us, and we're very honored and very happy about it. It was in order to commend the work that we're trying to do in Haiti and, of course, in Orville. And it was a great moment. The Indian ambassador to Denmark was there with us, celebrating the moment, and everybody was very happy to hear about our work. Our work was presented in front of the audience and the media, and people were very, very happy about it. And many people came to us after the ceremony and asked questions and want to create all kinds of connections and partnerships. The other projects that were nominated to this award were much older than us. Some of them were 20 or 30 years. We are only 7 years. So we felt very happy that we got the award, although we are such a young project. And that's it. We hope that this will lead to more recognition of the work of Orville, and it will help all of us in our work. Season, the next season, we now have about 60 volunteers, and we expect it to rise to about maybe 150, 160. We have an excellent team here that works with us, and we have the environmental leadership program students that are in learning and growing and doing excellent work. And we hope that it will be a wonderful season, and that's it. I invite all of you to come to Sadhana Forest on Fridays for the tour at 4:30 and for the movie and the dinner at 7 and 8:30. And we hope to continue serving the community in many ways.
And it was planned to start today at the Bharat Nivas in collaboration with KAY Trust, the Dara Orville Dance Encounter. It's going to be an intensive Gotipua and Odyssey workshops that will be offered daily for 1 month by 4 visiting dancers from Orissan villages, and will culminate in a high-quality performance mentored by Dancing Roots. For more information, contact Reka or Michael. The email is admin@dancerooters.com or a mobile 944-21-43559. Continuing with the University of Human Unity program for this fall semester, tomorrow Thursday the 9th from 5 to 6:15 p.m. at the UNIT Pavilion, we will have the course The Philosophy of Evolution by Rod Helsam. All are welcome. And some ongoing exhibitions are going to finish between this week and next week, so don't lose your time and go see it. Finishing on Friday, the 10th, we have The Mystery of Sri Aurobindo's Passing in the Hall of Savitri Bhavan. And finishing next Tuesday, the 14th, we have Grandmother Sings, Audrey's Acrylic and Ink Work at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. Don't miss it. It's a great opportunity. Love of men, love of woman, love of things, love of tea neighbor, love of tea country, love of animals, love of humanity are all the love of God reflecting these living images. So love and grow mighty to enjoy all, to help all and to love forever. Shri Aurobindo. Thank you very much, and next Wednesday we have you will have more news with me. Bye bye.